Welcome to our Bible study on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 1 through 12. As always, I am assuming you have read the passage, that you have your Bible open before you, and that you understand our translations may not always agree. I invite you to our in-person Bible study held on Wednesday evenings from 5:15 until 6 p.m. in classrooms 1 and 2. In our passage, Jesus reminds us that it is not by privilege, place, and preference, but by obedience, humility, and service that the community of faith is established and how we are called to serve God. It is also quite clear that Jesus is not simply reciting the flaws among synagogue leaders so the Christian leaders can say, "We thank God we are not like them," when such statements reveal they are. This issue was not only a problem in Judaism, it has plagued Christianity and the church as well. In verse 1, in Matthew's chronology, it is still Tuesday of Holy Week, and Jesus is still in the temple precincts, where he has been since chapter 21, verse 23. However, the audience is now different. Instead of addressing the Pharisees, Jesus now turns to his disciples and the crowds. Both groups are positive toward Jesus. At verse 2, the scribes and the Pharisees are distinct but overlapping categories. Scribes were a professional class with formal training, similar to lawyers in our society. So the NIV's translation as teachers of the law is not completely accurate, because teaching is not the primary function of scribes. Pharisees were distinct groups within Judaism, defined by strict religious rules, mostly composed by lay people without any formal theological training. Some scribes were also Pharisees, but few Pharisees were also scribes. Together, they represent Jewish leadership during Matthew's time, but not necessarily Jesus' time, because during Jesus' time, the priests and the chief priest still had a very active role, especially in the temple. But Matthew's time, that is when Matthew wrote his gospel, was after the destruction of the temple, so the priest no longer had an active role or place to practice. Moses' seat is a metaphorical expression representing the teaching and administrative authority of the synagogue leadership, the scribes and Pharisees. Notice, Jesus only criticizes the practice of the scribes and Pharisees, not their teaching, which was largely based on the Torah, which Jesus also affirmed. At verse 3, "They do not practice what they teach," is a criticism that can also be leveled at Christian leaders, and it is possible that this is the group Matthew intended to be actually directed. Verse 4, after the destruction of the temple and the cessation of the functions of the actual priest, the Pharisees encouraged the people as a whole to live out their lives as a priestly nation, as we read in Exodus chapter 19, verse 6. The Pharisees' multiplication of rules for the laity could be seen as an effort to apply priestly purity laws to the people as a whole, something never intended, and could be seen as an attempt to replace God's law with human tradition. The alternative to such a burden is Jesus' own yoke, which we hear about in chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Which is easy, not because it is less stringent, but because it is oriented in another direction. Verse 5, after the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, the Pharisees emphasized the external signs of piety, not because they were hypocrites interested in externals, but as distinctive markers of the holy people of God in a pluralistic society. Think about the Amish. The Pharisees were concerned that Judaism would be swallowed up by society and lose its distinctiveness. Phylacteries, also known as tefillin, are small leather boxes containing portions of the Torah. We hear about that in Exodus chapter 13, verses 1 through 16, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, and Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 through 32. They were strapped to the forehead and the arm during their recitation of prayers in literal obedience to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8. The fringes are those commanded as part of the dress of every Israelite, later understood as the tassels attached to the prayer shawl, which we read about in Numbers chapter 15, verses 38 through 39, and in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 12. At verse 6, the best seats were the places of honor at the front of the synagogue, facing the congregation, occupied by teachers and respected leaders. Verses 7 through 8, the term rabbi had been a generic honorific title in Jesus' time, but after the destruction of the temple and Jerusalem in 70 AD, there was a tendency to restrict it to official teachers. You are all brothers/sisters/students. The NIV's translation, brothers/sisters, is a better translation. But the point is that members of the Christian community are members of the family of God, where distinctions emphasized by titles are inappropriate. Verses 11 and 12. Leadership in the Christian community is to be servant leadership. In conclusion, the point of the text is clear and is found repeatedly in the teaching of Jesus. Neither the problem nor the solution lies in clothing, in terms designating one's place in the community. Until the model of Jesus' ministry is embraced, games such as prizes for the most humble will continue. We are called to serve, not to be served. Here we see an alternative world, a world seen from the perspective of the kingdom of God, where the approval of God removes the heavy yoke of self-justification. There is more here than cheap shots at religious phonies in their long robes. This concludes our study. Thank you for listening. Take care and God bless.